Good morning. Skies continue to clear out behind a front that brought numerous rain showers to the area and gusty winds last night to the region. As the front tracks off the eastern seaboard, clouds will continue to break up to reveal a good amount of sunshine today. It'll still be quite brisk, though, but seasonably cool, with a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon. High temperatures will reach into the lower to mid 50s on average. That high pressure center will keep us dry into the night tonight, but the next front will already approach from the west by Wednesday morning. Overnight lows will drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. We'll have a mostly cloudy start to the day on Wednesday with scattered rain showers. The wind out of the southwest will push temperatures into the lower to mid 50s ahead of the next front, but the front will move through around lunchtime, and temperatures will then drop back through the 50s and into the 40s for the rest of the day. We'll have a few more rain showers in the afternoon and evening, perhaps even some wet snowflakes across the highest terrain as temperatures drop. Skies will clear out on Wednesday night and the temperature will drop rapidly with the coldest air of the season moving in. Many locations will wake up in the upper 20s and lower 30s on Thursday morning, and despite lots of sunshine on Thursday afternoon, a gusty northwest wind will keep it quite cool with highs only in the middle 40s on average. It'll stay dry and mostly sunny on Friday. A nice rebound around the backside of high pressure, a southerly wind will push it back through the upper 50s. Another disturbance will head our way for the weekend. Right now, it looks like on Saturday we'll have mostly cloudy skies with scattered rain showers and highs staying in the 50s, but behind that system, a few sprinkles and snow flurries across the mountains and high temperatures once again only in the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level vortex forming over the desert southwest will promote unsettled weather to continue across the southern plains and into the southern Rockies for the next couple of days. Temperatures will be cold enough to support wintry precipitation over the central Rockies. Farther to the east, persistent southwesterly flow aloft ahead of the vortex will transport moisture northeastward from the tropical eastern Pacific and into the southern plains, where rain is expected to fall for the next few days. It appears that central Texas will see the greatest chance of rain, with the possibility of excessive rain through tomorrow. Flash flood watches and warnings are in effect. Temperatures will be 20 to 40 degrees below normal from the southern plains into the southern Rockies under persistent clouds and precipitation. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and freezing fog, 16 degrees, with a west wind at 82, gusting to 97 miles per hour. And in Eureka, ice crystals and 3 below 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 29, 67% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Brookville and Winter Haven in Florida to a low of 4 below zero at Bertaud Pass and Gould, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy with a few passing showers and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 61 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 50, that's right on normal for this time of year. 16 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.65 inches now for the month, which is 82 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 34.53 inches for the year, which is 3.25 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 15 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 116, that's 74 below normal, and 204 for the season, which is 153 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high 88 set in 1947 and in 1897, and the record low 25 in 1978. Sunrise this morning at 7:10 a.m., sunset this evening 6:11 p.m., 11 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs right around 50. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy with showers, then becoming windy with temperatures falling from the 50s into the 40s in the afternoon, wet snowflakes possible in the mountains. Mostly sunny, windy, and much cooler on Thursday, starting near freezing and only climbing into the mid-40s. Mostly sunny and breezy Friday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy on Saturday with scattered showers, mid to upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, much cooler Sunday with a few rain showers back into the 40s for highs, and a mix of sun and clouds staying in the 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.